In any trial that you'll face, there's a few things that progress from the beginning to its end. And Christ began to talk about in the 17th chapter of John about the things that the disciples would begin to face in the time that he would leave. He was sort of giving them a roadmap for the future that they would begin to have to endure. And the first part that he begins to address that we most commonly give up in is the persecution. And I praise God that the persecution is not the only part of our trials. It's not the only thing that we're going to go through. There's going to be many things that many magnitudes, many sizes, may deal with many people, may deal with your finances, may deal with things that are very near and dear to you. But I don't want us to act like that we're not in reality tonight. There is persecution in life. There are hard times. There are times when we feel heavy. There are times when we feel low. Times we feel discouraged. But I'm glad to know that with the persecution comes the promise. And I thank him for the promise. Every day that I live, I cling unto the promise. When I'm low and I'm down, I still have the promise. No, there's many things we're going to go through together and individually, but no matter what it is, you still have the promise. I'm glad to know that when Christ began to speak to the disciples, he began to talk to them about the new comforter that they would begin to have. And though they had walked with Christ, they had had no need of the comforter up until then, nor need of the knowledge of the comforter up until that point. But he began to know that as God's will was beginning to come to pass, that he had to begin to share with them something that would keep them. He began to open up the mystery of the promise of the Holy Ghost. And tonight I praise him, no matter what it is that's going on, when I cling to God's promise, there's a presence of the Holy Ghost that begins to come by. Christ spoke it to them like this, that it was a spirit of truth. And I think about the spirit of truth, it begins to separate everything that would get in my way. And when I think about that, it causes me to watch over that which I'm walking through and to be careful about how God would begin to lead me. He would never lead you into a church service where the spirit of truth would not begin to divide that which is flesh and that which is living inside of you. There'll come a point where the truth has to come alive. Its only purpose is to set you free. So when we feel like that we're down and we're low, we're missing the promise. We're missing the encouragement. We're missing that which will break the very shackles that would be on us. And the enemy would want us to stay weak, but cling to the promise tonight. Know that the Holy Ghost is here to bless you. Every time Christ began to speak to them about this promise in the spirit of truth, Christ had led them in his walk, and they had been with him and followed him devoutly. But he began to assure them through that spirit of truth that you're still going to have a leader. If you're confused about where you are with God, confused about where you're going in your next steps, I encourage you to draw close in prayer. I encourage you to draw close to God and say, Lord, what is your purpose for my life? And it doesn't take four or five prayers to realize that the love of God is the very first thing that should be flowing out of you. The spirit of truth will cause our flesh to die out. Hallelujah. And then through the persecution and through the promise, then there has to be a third part to this, which is the death of self. If I'm ever going to worship God in the fullness of his spirit, I've got to surrender my heart and I've got to surrender my trials. I'll never feel the praises of God resound in me until I let go and let God do the work. And until I give up, until I surrender, I never realize the true joy joy of the promise. I don't know about you tonight, but when I feel weak and I cling to the promise, I begin to come to life. I begin to be able to worship Him when everybody would look on my situation and say, Jared, there's no hope for that church. Jared, there's no hope for your ministry. Don't you know there's preachers giving up left and right? Don't you know there's singers that's put their songbook up and said, I'm done. But God is still God. He's still a comforter in my time of need. I feel weak tonight, but as I preach, I feel the strength of the Holy Ghost picking me up and rightfully dividing. The truth of the matter is that when I'm weak, I must give up the thought that I am weak. For faith to begin to work, I've got to let go of when I'm down. I'll never get joy if I dwell in sadness. And I encourage you right now to hasten yourself to rightfully divide where the spirit of truth is in your heart right now. And I'm just going to get right real to it. Sometimes we don't get to talk about this, but I'm just going to be real with you. If you have a hard time worshiping, you're looking upon too much flesh. You're worrying about too many things in your environment. If your environment doesn't consist of breaking down just yourself, you'll never realize what worship is. If you don't begin to stop caring about if somebody would judge you, if you obey God, you're already missing the promise. You see, the promise kicks in when nobody's got your back. The promise kicks in when you're flat on your back and don't have a hand from somebody to help you. The comforter of the Holy Ghost works its best when we deny ourselves and surrender to Him. Oh no, there's no better time than right now. Oh, to rise up and give God praise. And yet we wait on the moment. But God's saying it's right now. Oh, you could praise Him right now. Would you let the Spirit of God bless you right now? Oh, would you praise Him in persecution? Would you let the promise, oh, of the Holy Ghost begin to work? Would you stop worrying about who's around you to realize how good that God is? Oh, rightfully divided. Oh, when we're not aware, the enemy begins to come. He begins to speak to our hearts and we begin to be low. And let me tell you, that's not a place where the people of God are supposed to dwell. Where we dwell is in joy. Where we dwell is in the center of the fold. If you feel down right now, there's no better thing to do than to praise Him. When there is a death to self, as there was a death with Christ, He said that I would leave one with you. That tells me I'm not without a friend. I'm not without that hug that I need. Well, Jared, I don't feel somebody wrapping their arms around me. Get into the promise tonight. Know that God is surely moving for your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and that's oftentimes we worry and we dwell in flesh. And listen, I'm going to define this very clearly tonight. When we're easily distracted or when we're easily turned away by any little thing, hallelujah, we're dwelling in ourselves and not letting the Spirit of God begin to move. If you're heart is intending to do the right thing, then you'll rise and give only God glory. When people sit you down, you're giving glory to them. When they try to shut you up, oh, you're giving glory to the flesh. And I encourage you, when God moves on you, it'll put to flight anything that'll stand in your way. No greater blessing than I've ever felt than when I felt like I was come against the most. No greater joy that I felt when I could sing the praises of God in somebody's heart comes alive and they say, Lord, I remember the promise of hope. God, I remember the promise of your healing. God, I remember how good that you've been before, and I know that you'll do it again. No better time to praise Him than when we're suffering. Word of God begins to bring it out like this. Christ said there is persecution. He said they persecuted me first. So in our trial, that first step is to face adversity. Sometimes when we feel like that we get in the midst of trouble, that we're not worthy to obey God. But listen, you can be righteously walking before God and something begins to happen. Don't let that discourage you. Don't let something try to pull you down from where God's leading you. Know that the first step to your blessing is to realize that God is doing the work in you. So if somebody's getting on your nerves or somebody's saying things to hurt you, persecution is the first step to ever being able to deny yourself, to realize that God's power will begin to work. So many people get offended at one another because they don't deny themselves. They go from the persecution to the very end of the trial and say, God, I'm still the same, but the Lord is here to be as a comforter. So when you feel like that somebody should forgive you and you don't get the forgiveness, let the comforter of the Spirit begin to do the work. Don't ever expect a great service unless you're willing to lay down your flesh. Don't ever expect to come in and have the power of God come down and you be able to shout and dance all over the church until you realize your persecution. Get in the promise and stop worrying about what's around you. The last part, when we finally surrender ourselves and have a death to self, though as the power of Christ did it, it works in us. It's the power of the resurrection. You see, when everybody's already wrote you off and everybody stopped and forgot to pray for you, oh, God sees your life. And when you surrender yourself fully and completely and you stop trying to drag it along behind you, God begins to bring life to what was dead. He did it to Lazarus. Oh, he did it to Legion. And I know that he'll do it for anybody that will surrender their self. I don't know what step we're all on tonight. You may be in the persecution and trying to get a hold of the promise. Or you may have the promise, but you just feel like you're dead inside. You know the Word of God. You know what it can bring for you, but you just don't have that get up and go. But God has sent a word for you tonight that the power of the resurrection, oh, is all about you. And when people would have forgotten you or forsaken you, the Word of God covered it like this. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But I'll be there with you always, even unto the end. There is no point where we turn back and say, God, where are you? Oh, if you've got your faith working, you'll know that he's there. God wanted me to bring this tonight because we need to be aware of what's going on. And it's time to stop giving in at the persecution before we ever get to the promise. You think that it's easier when you give up in persecution because there'll be less pain. But the only thing you'll ever get if you give up when you're suffering is pain. You've got to allow God to do his work in you. And I can't stress this enough. We give up. We don't recognize ourselves as saying, I quit. But after weeks and weeks of going through something and you just are tired. Anybody been here with me before? You just get weary and you're looking for something to encourage you. Your tears have done dried up. The testimony that was on your lips immediately started to fade away. And you get to a place where you begin to feel yourself spiritually die. Somebody been here with me before? Hallelujah. Can you testify to feeling that resurrection power? And hallelujah, the revelation refers to it like this. You return to your first love. Or you begin to realize that where you were in the beginning when he brought you out and saved your life is the same power. Same power. Somebody say that with me. It's the same power that's going to give you life in a hard time. It'll lift you up when you're down. It'll bring life where there is death. It may be for loved ones that you're calling out for, and you may have been giving up already, but God's resurrection power is the same for anybody. I just thank him for what he's doing in my life. Where I've been weary, I've realized it. That's just the beginning of God coming to life. Oh, if you could just make it to the testimony. See, a testimony is when you've come to life. When you put past all flesh. And you realize that God is with you. Your faith actually does something more than just give up. God's looking for some people to come alive. And I'm not talking about just giving a hand clap here and there, but to come alive in what you're going through and to let God shine in what you're facing. Know that it will be hard, but through the promise of God, the Word puts it like this, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. If the enemy's deceived you that you can't do it, get out of it. Get out of it. Get yourself out of that prison tonight. If he's told you that it's never going to happen, get out of there. Get out of that pit of deception. Don't listen to that any longer. If you feel like that you'll never see change in your heart, that you've always just got to settle for feeling that way, get out of it tonight. Let the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost begin to work. I feel sorry for those that would think that the power of the Holy Ghost was way back before. Why would we ever want to preach that we don't have an attribute of God still with us? If that were the case, that'd be a hopeless cause. I don't know where I'd be. I'm just so thankful to know that I'm coming alive day by day by day. And I'm glad that even Paul wrote it like this, I believe. Though the outward man will perish, that the inward is renewed daily. We perish from wear and tear. Our natural body gets worn out. It gets ill. It gets tired. You get a lot of miles on something that doesn't run like it used to. But when you begin to allow God's Spirit to work in you, you'll feel like a brand new person. And everything that had tried to wear you down will not work. This same power, that same power of God began to work in David when he slayed the giant. It began to work in just a couple hundred of men that went to battle against thousands in one. And it's that same power that rolled the stone away. Hallelujah. It's the same power that works in you every day. And if we're thinking that we're without hope, and we're thinking that we're without a cause to do anything in God, hallelujah, get in the promise and know that it's time to deny ourselves a little while. It's time to give up on our worldly pleasures. And if you can't enjoy your walk with God, there's too much of something hindering you. You can fill in the blank wherever that you'd like. But it's my duty as a minister to remind us that sometimes we're too weighted down even just to have a good time with people that worship God together. I've never seen it like this before in all my days, where we come in with so much on us that it's as if we forgot how it is that we come alive. Everybody wants that Spirit of God to dwell in them, but we want no denial. We don't want to give up ourselves and let God move, and we just want to have the feel good. The world does the same thing, and they do it through substance abuse, or they do it through addictions. But anyway, they're trying to find a feeling and still have sin in their life. But there is nothing of this world that they'll ever put in their life that will suffice the same way that the cleansing power of Christ will do. So don't lose hope for them. Don't think that if they just continue to live week after week that they're going to be able to make it to heaven. They need something greater than us giving up. They need something greater than a church that's fading away. They need somebody to come alive. Hallelujah. And it may be only you one night, but if you come alive, somebody else is going to feel the resurrection power that lives in you. I begin to read about Paul's journey and how many places that he went. And if you realize it was just one man that was doing this, and we highly esteem people, but he hurt and he ached just like you and I. But yet he was willing to realize and put faith in the promise. And so today, that's what I do. Today I hang on to God, and regardless of what you face, the promise will come to life, and it will cause you to deny the things that's troubling you so that God can lift you up through his resurrection power. I can only preach when he brings me to life. Have you ever heard a preacher that preaches with no life? You want to hit the door quicker than if the place was on fire. Literally. You ever heard anybody sing with no life? Nobody hardly wants to say yes, but we've seen it. We know this. Where's the coming to life power that's in you? There's got to be something in you that digs down and says, God, you're with me. And anything that you do, knowing that he's with you, he will bless you in it. I'm glad to know that his resurrection power is still working. It's still bringing life. And it's going to bring us through everything that we face. I am assured and encouraged, and I'm not weary in the will of what God is trying to do. But I'm here for a purpose. I'm here just to remind all of us that that is close by you. It's only a whisper away. The power of the Holy Ghost does such an amazing work when you just choose to do it. When you cling to what God wants to work in your life, you'll come alive in unexpected times. And you'll do a work when it seems the hardest. I find pleasure in standing for him in the last days. I find joy preaching to you all. Because when I bring forth the life that's in me, I walk out blessed. Whether anybody else chooses to hear a word I say or not, I'm going to be blessed come the next morning. And I'm going to walk blessed because I'm letting God come alive in me. And all that I can say is that if we're holding back on him or not denying ourselves, you're missing out on the best part of your trial, the end. You're missing out on the very end where you get the blessing and you come through in victory. There's no other destination that God sets for us other than in victory when we believe. There's no other place to dwell but blessed when you walk with him and allow him to lead you. How can he lead me unless I hear preaching? Prayer is the connector that will calm you. It'll soothe your spirit. And you may think it's impossible, but if you stay in prayer long enough and you seek God for things, he'll show you what you need to do. And he'll give you the discernment. But we've got to pray to understand. We don't begin to understand the will of God. There's so many people that pray for the will of God. It's one of the most popular requests of prayer. But you know how you know the will of God? It's through his Spirit. It's through that Comforter. Unless we're realizing the power of Christ in us, we're never understanding the will of God. You'll never feel like you're out of place. You never feel like that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. But God will lead you into his perfect will. And you know what that'll be surrounded with? Love. The fruits of the Spirit. This joy. Peace. Long-suffering. I know it's hard to believe that after persecution and denying yourself that you would have love and long-suffering. But I can't guarantee anything to you unless you try it. Because the promise is when you believe. The promise is when you break down and trust him for what he's doing. The promise and the victory is when you'll stand when it's hard. Oh, everybody waits all year for the service when it's easy. And if you can pack enough people in here and you get them all to shout at the same time, it almost looks like a good service. But you know, I've grown up in some things and I realized that a good service was when somebody finally changes what they've been dealing with. And they finally break down and let God do the work. And I would still be an addict if I didn't have a good church service one day. If I didn't have change one day, I would have never realized what the resurrection power was. And I would never be able to continue to preach. You'd get so beat down by so much flesh all the time, you'd never feel like that you could open up your mouth and say anything to please anybody. Let me tell you something. Everything that you say, there's going to be two people after you say it that aren't going to like it. But if they discern it by the Spirit, hallelujah, don't let it go. Then they'll pray for you and they'll support you. But hallelujah, don't worry when they don't like it. But go on and do it anyway. Because there's other people that still need your word. Don't be hindered by flesh. That's just part of the persecution. Don't be hindered in singing when people don't look like they're receiving it. They may be just coming to life. They may be just coming to life. So I'll leave you with this thought tonight. Remember, when you start out in something, it may be hard. But if you begin to deny yourself and realize the power of the promises of God, you'll come alive and come through. It's in his word. You can turn all the pages of even just the Gospels and realize the promises. You can even turn into the book, the pages of old, and realize that even when they didn't have the benefit of the comforter, that God's hand was still with them. So on either account, whether you have a hand of God experience or you have a comforter experience, he is still the same irregardless if you just begin to believe. Hallelujah. But God's looking for some believers, not just in thought, but in action and in serving and in worship and in some denial. And when we do that, we feel the life begin to spring up. In the book of John, I believe it talks about it springing up like rivers of living water, because that's something. Water's not only just soothing to the soul, it's the very life force that's behind you. It's 75% of what you are, and the Spirit of God will bring life when we're weary. Do you believe that? Don't walk away tonight feeling like that you didn't have a good service. The only time when we don't have a good service is when we've not denied this. Don't blame preacher tonight that you didn't get your blessing. Examine your heart and say, Lord, did I deny myself? And did I surrender unto you? Because I guarantee you, according to his word, when you do that, you will feel his power. Hallelujah. I love you tonight. Go out of here with encouragement, and you put that devil on the run every time that he tries to bring you down, and you will come through. But know there's persecution. Recognize it and know what to do. Get into his promises and don't give up at the beginning.